Nolte, Oscars Cave to Streaming Revolution on Hulu. By John Nolte on December 12, 2024. The 2025 Oscar telecast will air on ABC and stream live, on Hulu. The Disney Grooming Syndicate, which owns ABC and Hulu, is caving to reality in a way they hoped would never happen. For 50 years, entertainment outlets like Disney have made billions of unearned dollars from cable TV. Why? Because tens of millions of morons, me included, spent a fortune each month paying for programming we never watched in the form of a cable TV package. You might not like MTV. You might hate CNN. You might have no interest in ESPN. But if you're still dumb enough to subscribe to cable TV or satellite TV, those networks are making money off of you in the form of carriage fees. The cable package is the greatest thing to ever happen to Hollywood. These left-wing multinationals made billions from channels no one watched. Streaming is a direct threat to all that. Not only are people canceling their cable packages to stream, but streaming services have to survive on merit. Unlike cable TV, where Hollywood got paid for crap no one watched, streaming services must attract you as a customer. Disney made billions off cable TV from people like me who never watched any of their garbage. But if Disney wants to make money from its streaming service, Disney must provide streaming content people actually want to watch. This all goes to say that there is nothing Hollywood would love more than to preserve the cable racket. That's where the real money is. Not streaming. And one way to try to preserve the cable racket has been to refuse to stream the live programming people love most, like sporting events and the Oscars. So, this news that the Disney Grooming Syndicate is caving to streaming by offering the Oscars live on Hulu is a big, big deal. It tells us there is no going back, and that over time everything will stream because that's where the eyeballs are. You see, young people are not interested enough in the Oscars to subscribe to cable TV. This means that if Disney wants young people to watch the Oscars, Disney has to offer the Oscars where young people are, and that's online. The real beauty here is that as the holdouts who still subscribe to cable TV see more and more live programming like the Oscars available on streaming, this will only accelerate people canceling their cable and moving to streaming. But I'll tell you what Hollywood's even bigger fear is. It's all the free content you can stream. Between Pluto, Tubi, Roku TV, Freevee, and plenty of others, there is so much free content to stream. You're a bit of a fool paying for a streaming service. Seriously, check out those services. You are already paying for the internet. All you need is a $60 Roku player and it's all there. And it's all free, so you can stop lining the pockets of groomers like Disney. Free for the holidays, an autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, between now and December 20th. After you've made the purchase, email your request to jnolte@hotmail.com with an address and any personalization requests. For example, something like, "To Rachel Levine, the sexiest man alive." Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.